It's time for Dirt and Sprig.
I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprig.
Because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Dirt and Sprig on 1080.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprig here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody! Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. What's up, cows? We will play the fun game of who had the worst weekend. That'll be right around the corner for you.
It's so far a masterpiece.
I'd say so far.
So
far for a Monday show, we've been pretty good. I had a buddy I was golfing with on Saturday. So I don't know what was in the water for you guys last week, but you're pretty funny. Said, hey, thank you. Appreciate that.
Every once in a while it comes together.
You know, kind of the stars aligned for us.
I got the same thing from a former co-worker here.
Oh.
Old Timmy Moniz reached out.
Tim Moniz, huh?
Tim Moniz.
I miss Tim Moniz.
I didn't get to know Tim at all. He was here at the very...
Tim was hilarious.
He was a great dry humor guy.
Dry humor, very understated, go with the flow.
Production master.
I know.
Great imaging wizard.
Yes.
Imaging wizard.
Some have just said, man, it's fallen off since Swag took it over.
I mean, he literally made...
You're not going to get any arguments from me on that.
He made the primetime opens that have existed for...
I mean, they won't change them.
They've been the same opens forever.
Yeah.
That was Tim Moniz. He made those back in the day.
Well, we might have motivated him to do something special for us.
Oh.
A motivated Moniz?
A motivated Moniz.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Okay.
Well, I gave him the email address. I said, I'll take your work
away.
Any day of the week.
Anytime you want it, man.
Away.
Glizzy Johnson.
Yeah. Glizzy Johnson's here. I will not be eating Glizzy's this week, but you never know. It's a Monday. We could go sideways. My pimento cheese is arriving on Wednesday. So will I bring some in on Thursday?
Now, are you going to take in the par three as part of Masters Week? Is that the tradition for you?
I have the Masters. I'm going to be watching the Masters app every day. I can watch guys on the driving range. I'm just getting home and turning the app on, man. Teddy, go play in your crib for 3 hours, all right? Rory's hitting drivers right now.
Your poor wife, she had to do the hot dog guts, and now you've got the pimento cheese guts.
Pimento cheese, they're coming. They're right around the corner.
How many sandwiches are actually in this package?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Because, like, what if there's, like, 25?
I don't think you're getting you're getting... No.
You don't get the bread. You get the makings.
Right, but how many sandwiches can you make in this package?
Oh, we'll find out. Don't worry. We'll get to the bottom of it. I'll report back. I have the full details coming around the corner.
Now, I would like there to...
I'd like to try it.
There's a little barbecue pork dish thing that's coming, too.
I'm going to need you to bring it in.
Yeah,
I deserve it.
Yeah. You didn't make me 6 hot dogs last week.
I think you need
I mean, I had to eat the hot dogs, but at least you made the hot dogs.
I think you need to sample the pimento cheese on a dog.
Oh, God, Swag, what are you doing? Why would you do that to his wife?
I'll bring some samplings in on Thursday or Friday. I'll bring some in.
I don't need a sandwich.
I promise.
Okay? Not going to ask for
that. You're going to eat a sandwich. I'm making you a sandwich. You're eating a pimento cheese sandwich.
What if I don't like it?
Whether you like it or not,
I don't like it.
Everybody likes it.
Because I've never had pimento cheese.
Don't go against the grain.
Pimento cheese is delicious.
It's a stanky cheese, though, right?
It's delicious.
It's not
stanky.
I don't think I've had pimento cheese.
You're going to love it. I'll bring you a souvenir cup.
Pimento are the little peppers that go in there. Pimento peppers.
Oh, so it's like a pepper jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To a certain extent. You're going to love it.
You better bring it a sandwich.
I'll bring a sandwich. I'll make you guys a sandwich. I'll bring you a souvenir cup. We'll party out on Thursday or Friday, okay?
And
I don't know when the delivery's coming in on Wednesday. I'm supposed to get the
I found a website that has the official Masters recipe for the azalea cocktail.
Yeah, the azalea cocktail.
Mm.
So we can even make those on Friday if we want.
It would be a great breakfast brunch cocktail as well.
Let's get loosey-goosey. Hey, do you guys know the national championship is tonight?
I did.
I'm stuck in a dilemma.
What's your dilemma? Basketball?
So tonight's an open gym.
Mm.
My team only has one practice a week, so we have 4 tournaments for spring ball.
Right.
And we're playing up. We're playing a grade up than our team is. So I have no clue how good or bad these other teams are going to be. I don't want us to go winless.
Right.
Right? So we only have one practice a week, but I'm trying to get 2, but we don't have 2 yet. We have an open gym.
But it's the Monday night national championship.
And open gyms are largely run by all these other boys, but like if I show up, we can maybe have a pseudo second practice with at least doing drills.
Which would be nice.
And I've kind of committed to it, but now's the natty.
What time's the open gym run from?
6:30 to 8:30.
What time's the game tip off tonight?
5:50 p.m.
Oh, yeah, you're missing the whole second half of the game, basically.
Well, I would argue I'm missing most of the game,
yeah.
I'll see the first 4 minutes.
See the tip off.
Get the first time out.
How far away is the school or gym?
It's a mile. I could walk there if I wanted to.
I mean, if you're okay DVRing it, I've played a round of golf, and when Gonzaga was in the national title and lost to Baylor, I remember it was a nice Monday, and I went and played a twilight round of golf.
The only problem with DVRing is how late I get home versus... Because, like, I did this. Yeah. I did UConn-UCLA on the DVR. We had an open gym Friday. I had to run the whole open gym. Got home. It was 9:45. We were going to go home and watch this. And I'm like, I don't ever care about ruining something on the DVR. I'll still watch it.
You want to see the score, yeah.
And then I saw the score and I went, I'm not watching that
game. No, it's a 30-point game.
30 points and what happened to UCLA? Yeah.
Well, I had to DVR the semis on Saturday. And I managed to avoid...
You don't like spoilers?
Not necessarily. It won't kill me. It won't mean I won't watch it. But that one, I was like, I'd kind of like to not know.
Yeah.
And then if something turns into an absolute boat race, I can fast forward to the next one.
Dude, yeah. Saturday was...
I did not make it to the end. I had to watch the end. I was sort of dozing on the couch in the Duke game because it was so late.
Well, you wake up the next day and rewatch it.
And I did. I went back and rewatched the last 10 minutes. I was like, wait, what the hell?
So Saturday was perfect because Saturday the weather was our last nice day.
Yeah.
And my wife left to a winery to go visit a friend who was in town for her birthday. So it was just me and the kiddos. So I go out there and I wash the car at the first 5 minutes of the Florida Auburn game. And then the driveway's wide open. I'm grilling food. I got the TV on in the
garage. Oh, you're feeling great, yeah.
Kids are playing basketball. It was a perfect Saturday.
Yeah, it's a delightful little day
And then got a nightcap of Duke choking.
I got a buddy who's a pretty diehard Duke fan, and feel free to make fun of him because that's kind of a douchey thing. And he went to put his kid down when they were up by 10 with like 5 minutes to go. Then he missed the end of the game. And the text thread's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And he's like, wait, they lost? And then he had to go back and watch the end of the game.
At least for him, he's got the Yankees are playing well. Yeah, the Lakers are having a good run.
Okay. Dodgers just won a World Series. He'll be all
right. He's disappointed that his Cowboys aren't very good.
A little bummed about the Cowboys, but you know, maybe this is their year. There are 9 teams in the history of college basketball who have done what Florida is going to try to do tonight, and that is win a third men's basketball national
championship. Can we name them is what you're going
to
ask.
Can you name them? Now, to be fair, one of them...
You get one, I get one.
According to the NCAA, one of these teams only has 2, but I'm counting it. Because that's stupid, and this is...
Oh, there was one...
Oh, a COVID year.
No, it's not a COVID year. A vacated national
title.
I'm counting the vacated. This is dumb. It happened. I watched the game. The coach won the national championship. This is stupid.
Is it a coach that got a tattoo of it, and then now it's vacated?
I don't think he got a tattoo of it, but I'm not 100% sure on my tattoo history of this
coach.
Okay,
well, let's see if me or Swag get that.
Okay, there are 9 teams.
9.
Including this vacated one.
UCLA.
UCLA's first with 11.
Kansas.
Kansas is in 7th with 4.
Duke.
Duke is in 5th with 5.
Kentucky.
Kentucky is 2nd with 8.
Carolina.
Carolina is 4th with 6.
There's.
I think there's only one on here you're not going to get.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Louisville the vacated?
Louisville is the vacated.
So Patino got that tattoo.
Patino
did he get
that.
A tattoo of it? I couldn't remember if he got a tattoo or not. Yeah.
Do you vacate the tattoo?
So they technically have 2, but UConn. I'm counting their 3. UConn is 3rd with 6.
Okay. So how many do we have?
You are missing 2 teams.
2 teams. Come on, Swag. We can do this.
2 teams.
2 teams.
There's one that's obvious, and then there's one that I don't know if you're going to get, because I don't know if I would guess it.
Michigan State have 3?
Michigan State has 2.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they have 2.
Thought they had the 2.
They do not.
He said it's obvious.
Historically great program, irrelevant for a long time.
Mm. Who we missing here?
Think Nebraska football.
Yeah, I am, but I'm blanking. And so is Swag.
So am I.
They just hired a new, into my eyes.
They just hired you guys.
Indiana.
There you go. Great Indiana job. Has 5.
Boy, we were in a trance. It just
was
stupid.
We're just staring at each other's eyes.
Say it. It's right there on the tip of your tongue, and you can't. Villanova's the last one.
Yeah,
that was the one I didn't think you'd get.
I was saving Villanova for last.
Yeah.
The Indiana one, because of your Nebraska point, right
over
my brain now. They are so far removed.
It's been a long time.
From being that program
was
that
it,
I don't think
was it Keith Smart in 87 was the last one?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. I just looked at a total count.
Because they
titles.
Got there with Mike Davis, the 2000s.
They've
season.
Gotten there.
Yeah, they've
but
been.
I think the last one was Keith Smart's baseline shot to beat Syracuse in 87.
Dirt wasn't alive. I was barely alive.
I was not alive.
That's why I don't think about that.
See, the 80s ones, I can, like, he asked who won it last year, whatever, but the 80s in my. Youth?
Kind of an all-time, as we named all these programs, kind of an all-time fumbling
their
of a situation.
Their last one
Indiana.
Was in 1987.
Yeah.
So they, here are their five. The 1940, which, I mean, you know, we got one of those too. Everybody counts them pre-1940s.
Right. The tall Hoosiers?
1953, 1976, 1981, and 1987.
76, the perfect season.
That was the last time they won one.
Yeah, 81 was Isaiah Thomas, and 76 was like Kurt Benson. And
who could forget?
Exactly.
Big fan. I
forget Villanova.
If you would have asked me those, I don't know why I wouldn't have thought. I knew Villanova had two. I wouldn't have thought of the third one.
85, Rolly Massimino, the perfect game.
Yeah.
Wasn't alive.
They were an 8 seed.
And then
and they took down Georgetown.
What's his nuts, who's on the broadcast now, had two.
Yeah, Jay Wright.
Jay Wright. Yeah, I knew Jay Wright had two.
That ring looked good.
85, I would have not have called out. But this is where it was interesting to me of like all these teams have that kind of prestige of a, you know, you think, hey, give me the basketball blue bloods. All right, UCLA, Indiana, North Carolina,
how
Duke,
many
Kentucky.
Does Syracuse have? Just the one, right?
Syracuse,
one?
I believe, just has one. Your list of two are San Francisco, Oklahoma State, NC State, Michigan State, and then Florida and Cincinnati.
When did Oklahoma State win those, though?
Like the 40s
I mean, they're
50s?
Claiming them. Right. Oklahoma State hasn't won anything ever. They just claim
things. San Francisco won their two with Bill Russell.
Bill Russell back in the day. Michigan State has not won one since 2000. 2000?
Yeah, it was 2000. That one in Magic.
Cincinnati, it's been a minute since they won
and
one.
That was Oscar Robertson.
Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, Florida winning tonight puts them in. There's only that would, they would
air.
Be the 10th.
Yeah.
The 10th team in all of men's college basketball to have three national titles.
And after we found out or remembered about Todd Golden, very awkward to watch these interviews.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. It's just I'm sitting there uncomfortable. It's like an elephant in the room, and it's not going to be brought up whatsoever that, like, right before the season.
Pretty serious allegations.
Stalker, weirdo, creepy photos potentially being sent. I do want to acknowledge something. I heard last week, and I can't remember what day it was. I think it was late in the week. I heard Dusty talking about commercials and how commercials are not as memorable or good anymore. And I want to say, kind of true, the NCAA tournament has two commercials that I have really found myself enjoying, and they haven't overplayed them. I'm really liking Kareem's ice cream truck, the ice cream truck.
Yes.
The ice cream flavors, Kareem and cookies.
Yeah.
I mean, cookies and Kareem. Those are great. The other one, I actually think it's one of the best commercials in a decade. The Villanova Dante DiVincenzo.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Visor throw from Jalen Brunson.
Pretty good commercial.
And Mikhail Bridges.
Yeah, pretty good.
That is a great commercial.
Yeah.
Like him at the birthday cake. I hope we're teammates forever. And he blows it out. And now he's been traded.
Yeah, he's not a Nick anymore.
Dante. And he clearly fake tosses a visor to him. That's a great commercial.
Yeah, that's a solid one.
That needs to be appreciated.
All right, I'm with you on that one. So we get Florida and Houston tonight. What do we make of Golden?
I'm not excited for this game at all.
I'm not, because Houston's not fun to watch.
Well, but I want Houston to win.
I do, too, which is a really weird thing. I don't want Florida to win another
national
title.
Feels like it's destiny, does it not? You come back and win like that?
What do we make of...
Double-team Clayton Jr. Who else beat you? Who else beat you on that team?
Yeah.
Huh?
Ah,
he's gonna hit a bunch of threes. Is Martin gonna go for 30?
Todd Golden had a take over the weekend that he says he wishes. Now, considering what you just pointed to, what he was alleged of, a little ironic, but he is claiming he wants the men's and women's Final Fours to be one event.
So
we got a Final Four coming to Portland, so I don't want it to supersede that because that's right around the corner.
They won't. The bids that are already out, they won't.
Will not lose it.
This will not happen
for
a long time.
Down the road.
Well, I was thinking
good idea?
About this. Yes, because I was thinking about this Sunday watching the women's. I think it was in Tampa.
Is that where it was?
And next year it's in Phoenix. I'm thinking about taking the fam to go to Phoenix to catch the Final Four, miss Friday show, come back Sunday evening.
Good time of year to go to Phoenix.
I was actually thinking the exact same thing of why they don't do it. If they're going to play Friday, Sunday, and then Saturday, Monday, why you wouldn't make a big extravaganza, one destination. Maybe tickets would be tough. Maybe just the airport. I don't know. But like, I actually thought about that this weekend, too. So it's funny you mentioned Todd Golden mentioned that.
Yeah, have a kind of every other day situation. But then you got a venue. You got more fans in the area. Local businesses would love it. I'm sure there's already a ton of people that go for the men's and the women's Final Four. But combining it makes a lot of sense.
Do the women want to play in the NFL stadiums?
Yeah, they do. They want the same stage.
I think they want the same stage.
I mean, they want the stage. But like, shooting in those stadiums is terrible.
It's not great. It can lead to some ugly basketball, that's for sure.
And the women's had some unfortunate.
That's the irony
basketball.
Of the San Antonio thing is that San Antonio,
the Alamo,
used to play Spurs games there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Alamo Dome isn't as ginormous.
It's not.
It's
Indy.
Only like 40,000 or something like that. It's not like Lucas Oil that's like 70. I think it's like 40,000, 45,000. It's not as ginormous.
Curtain. I hated that curtain.
At as like Lucas Oil.
Every time
Oil
I see that stadium, I just think of Sean Elliott. Capacity of the Alamo Dome. Now, I don't know what it changes. It's 73,000.
Oh. Day Massacre.
So.
I didn't think it was. I thought it was.
I mean, it's a massive stadium.
It's big.
It's big.
How's that comp to the Colts? What's the Colts capacity?
Lucas Oil's in the 70s.
So it's okay.
Same thing with the Glendale, the Cardinals.
Lucas
stadium.
Oil is 70.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that much. I would have thought it was more than 40. I wouldn't have guessed that much. Now, I don't know how much the seating is available for fun. I mean, sometimes they may.
Well, yeah, they have to bring in bleachers, you know, on the other side.
So maybe it's more than that. I don't know.
That's kind of my old man thing. I hate it.
Just playing in a
basketball arena. Yeah.
Seeing a Final Four in person is one of the weirder things ever.
The court is so tiny.
It's so cool when you're. If you could sit down low, it's such a cool thing. Because I remember walking into Glendale. God, a lot of scar tissue in that stadium. And seeing the court from like the concourse of the 100 level.
You do have a lot of scar tissue at Glendale.
Yeah, not getting rebounds in Michael Dyer down, so that's cool.
Well, he wasn't down. He was down.
And standing like at the top of the concourse and looking at it, you're like, this is such a badass thing. And then when you walk up to your seats, if you're sitting up high, you're like, I'm watching ants play basketball now. So,
dude, you know, Duck fans, cool. I mean, just you say Glendale, and that's the... Michael Dyer.
Yeah. Ow, ow! Who had the worst weekend? Let's play that fun game next on The Fam. Well, it is a good day to be Vladdy Guerrero Jr. He just agreed late last night on a 14-year, $500 million contract extension.
Man, I can't just, like, what that's got to be like.
Just signing that deal.
You're going to get a $500 million.
$500 million for the next 14 years in a fully guaranteed contract to play baseball. For four at-bats a game.
How
much of an overpay are we? What level of panic overpay are we in here? This is the third biggest contract in the history of baseball. Shohei's obviously number one, even though the Dodgers are playing him like $4.99 a year.
It's Mike Trout level.
And then Juan Soto with the Mets is number two. This is the third largest contract in baseball.
I wonder
history.
How much bigger that contract ended up being because of Soto. Because they were talking all offseason and they were...
He was telling them no, though, on the original offer.
He said, I'm not going to negotiate in the season. He didn't like their initial offer, and he said, I'm done negotiating. I'm going to free agency. And they said, here's
half a bill.
How about $500 million?
Why don't you sign this?
There's two teams I think of that are a lot alike. If I was Colin Cowherd, I could do this take perfectly, but I'm not. So, are they not the Memphis Grizzlies? They were the young, hot team with all the juniors and the young prospects, and we talked about Toronto.
It's a good analogy.
Here come the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, and the baby Blue Jays.
It's kind of fizzled. I don't know. Maybe, you know, they're off to a slightly better start, but I don't know where it's going to go this year. I'm not going to pretend to be Mr. Blue Jay here. But it just feels very similar. The young, fun team we talked about, and for the obvious tie-in
reasons.
Such
a bright future. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And, you know, where is this going to be on the overpay contract scale? Probably up there. I mean, he's been good.
He's a very good player.
But baseball is just like, that guy's not going to carry a team. He's going to carry his position in the lineup and what's around it.
Yeah, this was one that it felt like a reaction to what had happened in years previous. Now, I don't, like, he's 26 years old. You're essentially signing him to the rest of his career. He's gonna be 40.
Is there an out clause at any one point of this?
I don't believe
Soto has an out at some point.
I don't believe that there is. Maybe I haven't read through every specific detail, but I have not seen one yet. So you're essentially signing him for the rest of his career. This is one of like, man, remember when it was announced Shohei Ohtani was on a plane to Toronto and he was going to sign with the Blue Jays?
Yeah, that.
And then last year they thought they were going to get Juan Soto too. Like Juan Soto was, Toronto was one of the finalists there. They've tried to spend money and get another star. So you whiff on those guys to your fan base, and you got the face of your franchise who's basically claiming I'm gone as a free agent. Like you got to, like, I don't blame them for overpaying, but I do think this is one like 5 years from now you look back on, you're like, $500 million.
Yeah, when he just becomes a DH,
he's a little overweight.
Doing that now.
What's that yearly average then? If it's 14 over 5,
so
do that math in your head, Swigard. 14 years, $500 million.
So what is that? That's 250 for 7.
There's no deferral, by the way. This isn't a Shohei deal.
No,
he's
this
getting
is
it's
all up front.
Well,
so
how did the Blue Jays not negotiate the way the Dodgers did? Why don't they do what the Dodgers did?
$35, $37 million a year.
That's a lot of money.
Off the top of my head.
There's no salary
30,
cap.
26, there is a luxury 32, tax. 48. Prior to this year, those are his last four seasons.
He finished in second in the MVP voting his first year in the bigs. He went on a little bit of a dip, kind of bounced back. He's been, I mean, he's a
30-103 last year.
He's a very good player.
Yeah, he is.
He's a very good, I don't mean to say that he's not a good player.
He batted 323 for the season, which is in this baseball economy.
It's unheard of.
That's amazing.
Just saying, $500 million for a guy who's got a little bit of a weight
problem. At least it's
a little bit of a weight problem.
Well, so did Poppy.
That's in U.S. dollars, not Canadian dollars also.
Well, it's not Fat Panda.
Would you rather be U.S. dollars this morning or Canada dollars?
We need another show for that.
I digress.
He's got zero dingers so far.
Yeah, I hadn't hit one yet. Maybe this is weighing on him. You know, sometimes it can
weighing on him.
He can ease up.
You're going to get $500 million in a week or
either
two.
Way,
oh man,
okay.
It's weighing on me.
He's at Fenway today. I think he might get one.
He might hit me a couple over the Green Monster. I saw this over the weekend, and then you hear the franchise that did it, and you're like, oh, yeah, that sounds about right. There is a franchise in Major League Baseball that took a steaming dump all over the most legendary player in the history of their organization.
This is an excuse.
So, has there been a clarification on this? Because I also saw this.
Nope, they just apologized and said, we'll fix the problem.
This is probably the left hand not talking to the right hand, my guess.
You did this on purpose.
You don't mistakenly do this.
This was done
not
for
all.
A reason.
This is...
Is this a DEI thing?
No. I'm guessing.
Is it too woke in outfield?
So if you're wondering what the hell we're talking about, in Pittsburgh over the weekend, somebody figured out, I'm assuming they played their home opener on Friday. Maybe they started on the road and they played their first home game.
Probably, yeah.
Because Skeens was on the road open.
That's right. They started in Miami.
So I think
it was first time fans are in the stadium and they're like, hey, wait a minute. So down the right field line in Pittsburgh, which is one of the most beautiful ballparks in all of baseball, it's on my bucket list to get to.
A lot of people think it's maybe the best ballpark in baseball.
When you think of the Pirates, who's the first player you think of?
Roberto Clemente.
Mm-hmm. And right down the right field wall next to the foul pole, as you look out into the Allegheny River, I believe, they have a Roberto Clemente sign on their wall. It has his last name. It's a diamond. It's got his number. It's just a little monument shrine for Roberto Clemente. Very understandable. He's the most recognizable Pirate and passed away far too soon. Fans showed up to their home opener on Friday and realized that without saying anything, the organization had just scrubbed it off of the wall.
For an advertisement.
For a Surfside beer advertisement.
Yeah, it's good ad space.
For an organization who, by the way, I heard this from Michael Kay over the weekend because the Yankees were there.
Roberto Clemente next to that advertisement?
You would think so.
If I was that company, I'd be like, can Roberto stay up?
Yeah. Can we maybe shrink? It's a beer can that takes up the whole panel. Like, can we just make the beer can a little bit smaller and keep the Clemente? Because the Clemente patch didn't take up the whole wall. It was just a little chunk of the top of the wall. And this is from an organization who is so desperate for money that they had to sell that ad space. They have not signed a free agent to a multi-year contract, I believe, since 2016. That's not...
Yeah.
Like that.
Jeez Louise.
They have not signed a free agent...
It's almost a decade.
...to a multi-year, longer than a one-year contract.
They haven't almost signed one player?
Nope.
Every signing they've made for almost
one
a decade
year
has been a one-year deal.
They've re-signed guys of their own,
but not brought in somebody.
They've not brought
McCutcheon
in a free agent.
Got a second deal.
He got a second deal. Yeah. They've re-signed their,
right.
Well, not all of them, because
they
traded away.
An outside, unrestricted free agent.
Somebody that's
longer than
a
one-year
deal. But we got to sell ad space to make a little bit more money because Roberto Clemente is not, we're not making any money off of the Clemente
Clearly,
patch.
That sales thing went through without anybody high up in the baseball organization.
No, I think it didn't. I don't think they cared.
And Clemente's kid had released a statement. It's basically like, I was shocked. Nobody in the organization said anything. My father played right field. That's why the patch is in right field.
Exactly.
That's where he famously played.
If they didn't have Skeens.
There was an old crusty Pirates baseball guy somewhere up. That's an executive VP.
If there's no Paul Skeens, this is in the conversation for most irrelevant sports franchise to exist.
Close.
Yeah.
Close. I mean, buddy, what have they done in 40 years?
Who's more irrelevant, the Pirates or the Rockies?
Right.
The Rockies.
I said they're in the running.
Went to a World Series.
At least the Rockies
decade,
have had something in the last
century. Not this decade. The century they have. Not this decade.
That's 15 years. You can point to something.
There's at least one thing.
Charlie Blackmon did something.
They had that wild card game.
They had that wild card game. Don't forget the 20-game win streak.
Johnny Cueto dropped the ball. Remember that?
Got swept in the World Series.
Dropped the ball.
I'm just saying, like, take Skeens and Livy Dunn out. What are you pointing to?
Yeah, it's not a lot.
McCutcheon's back!
Yeah. They were playing the Yankees this weekend, and it was like a 20% full ballpark.
Jason Kendall with no batting gloves? Like,
I loved Jason Kendall.
Point to.
He was a random guy that I really loved.
Yeah, guess what? He left.
He did, like all good Pirates do. And so there's the Pirates. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new season of baseball.
Their logo, jerseys, and color scheme just outperform what they are as an actual franchise.
And stadium.
Stadiums. They're one of the best ballparks in baseball.
Except the actual
like
team
if you,
stuff.
And that's a place, if you want to go like on a road trip to see your team play somewhere.
That's a place I'd love to go
it's
see.
It's such a good
come
name,
July
too.
July or August when they're the 27 Pirates. Games out and
the
you can
Pittsburgh
get.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Just pick up tickets at first pitch for dirt cheap.
$9. Sit in the outfield. Four rows behind home plate.
Yeah.
Oh, the NL Central just.
Yeah, have fun with that. So
if the Cubs don't win that.
They're only 7-5.
I know, but. That's probably the only winning percentage it'll take to win that.
Boy, my team's 1-8, and I'm over here talking major trash.
Yeah, you guys have at least won a World Series this century. You know, you got that going for you.
Won a couple seasons ago.
You did. It wasn't that long ago, man. And you got to win this weekend.
And we beat the cheating Astros when we did it.
You're damn right, right. You did.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah. So there you go. I just, you know, who had the worst weekend? I was going to do the Pirates or the Mariners because the Mariners got swept by the Giants. I don't know if you guys saw that this weekend. They lost all three games, two of them in walk-off. They're now 3-7 to start their year. I didn't know if we wanted to talk about that on the show or the Giants having the best record in Major League Baseball. I don't know if we wanted to get into that at all, but we can go to something else. In the
let me make
segment.
Sure I did the. Oh yeah, the math is right. A 3-7 record's not a 54% winning percentage.
They're a little bit behind 54% currently. Yeah, yeah, a little bit behind that. So
dead last in that division.
No, I want to get to something else that caught my eye over the weekend that was worth a chuckle.
They're
a little
five
bit
games back.
Yeah, already. We've only played with. There's only been a week and a half of baseball, man. Don't worry, this is the year though. And Victor Robles probably dislocated his shoulder and is going to miss the next couple of months. Maybe be done for the year.
Too bad.
Still no update on George Kirby, by the way. But this is the year. Let's get to something I saw that was funny over the weekend and a little bit more on the national championship. That is all next. Mariners fan telling me they hope my Masters app freezes every time I open it up. I deserve that. I deserve that. That's fair. Fair.
That is a pretty bad punishment for you.
Very fair. Hopefully it doesn't. The Masters is such a great event. I don't think that will. I don't think they allow their app to freeze every time you open it up. But
Did you text your family?
Yes.
Congratulations. Nebraska won the crown.
Yeah, they did.
You're damn right they
You're
did.
Damn right they did. I was glued to it.
The inaugural crown.
How could you not be excited about the crown?
Who did they beat?
The team.
Yeah. I actually don't know who they
Vicious
beat.
Game.
I just saw that they won.
Swag knows. No, he doesn't. You don't know who they beat in the crown title?
No, I don't. I don't.
Stunner.
There was a lot going on this weekend.
That's the biggest stunner upset of them all.
It might be, yeah.
That you
it
don't know. Be. That's wild. Well, Nebraska, congratulations to Nebraska.
It's tough times for my Beaver basketball team.
It's not great. They're losing everybody in the portal.
What are they down, 6 or 7 now?
Thank you.
There was a report that came out. Who is their good power forward? What's his name again?
Michael Ratai.
Ratai. Yeah. That he was making, I think, $80,000 last year.
Yeah.
And he asked for a little bit more money, and they...
Being the best player on the team, wanting more money.
More than $80,000, and somebody was willing to pay him. And so he gone. He gone.
How did the tariffs hurt my program with getting talent from other countries?
Are international players a higher percentage now?
Well, that's the way we're going because we can't recruit high school whatsoever.
You got to go find international.
There's no
guys.
More coaches' children coming to this program unless we change our staff.
Tariffs on Greek players now. You're screwed,
is
man.
Is there?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Not going to find them. Pilots lost their two best players of the portal as well.
Yeah. Ducks didn't get any of them.
We haven't signed anybody yet.
You were ready to talk all that trash.
You did see Jackson Schellstadt's coming back, though.
Was anybody surprised by that?
He has no. Yeah, I mean.
I mean, he could have transferred if he wanted to. He wasn't going to go to the NBA.
See, I thought it was NBA or come back, and I don't think the NBA is real.
He technically could have transferred, but I think they're going to take care of him.
Biddle?
Biddle, we're waiting on. We're waiting on Biddle. Mm. He's testing the waters of the NBA.
And that would at least help somewhat of the interest for next year, like to start is like...
Schellstadt being back is a nice start. He's a.
But if you get Biddle, you'll have
Biddle
at least
too.
Two, you know, solid...
Yeah.
Players.
You got a distributor and you got a solid post presence. So
yeah, it just, you know, it's interesting when I see some of these guys that end up in different places. A lot of them you don't ever really hear from again. So some of them end up, you know, you just everybody's getting different pieces of advice. But if you can go get paid at that age, like I can't blame anybody for saying, hey.
It's just they got to rein it in. It's just mass chaos. Nearly half of scholarship players at the D1 level have entered the portal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, every year you're just like, well, that team's
gone.
And
no matter what the level, how do you...
It affects everybody. It's not just small programs and big programs.
How do you plan and prepare and sustain a program when you're just making it up every year?
Yeah, it's very hard to do.
Are you guys
I need to collectively bargain and have them be employees with contracts and you sign them to a 2 or 3 year deal. It's very simple. And then if you want to leave, there's a buyout. The other school pays the buyout.
I don't think they'll ever get 3 year. I think they'll only
maybe there's not. Yeah, maybe
the hearing tomorrow for the house case settlement is set.
We have delayed. It's 8:42. We've delayed a lot, and I can't believe we waited this long. Are you guys both nervous?
What do we miss?
You both have something in sports you should be nervous about.
Uh-oh.
Might be our first red flag in L.A. Did Jim Harbaugh just sign Justin's replacement?
Oh, who did he go get?
Oh. Trey Lance.
Who's the backup? Ah, Trey Lance, yeah. Baby.
I would say Herbie's pretty safe.
Yes, here comes Trey Lance.
I don't know, though, man. Trey Lance, that potential.
Remember when the Cowboys traded a fourth-round pick for Trey Lance?
Remember when the Niners traded a third-round pick
Trey Lance?
At least they got to a Super Bowl with him on the roster. Well, I guess he wasn't on the roster anymore.
Man, come on.
I mean, they say been okay, but that was a horrible move on both sides. I did see this over the weekend. One last fun thing. We'll close up with the national title game.
Guy who played 10 career college games. Turns out
just
not
insanity.
Great.
Insanity. Remember when Colin said he was going to be a stud because he was dating his daughter, and then it was like, oh, just kidding, never mind, this guy's a bum.
I don't think that was the actual reason.
But no, sure. I'm sure it wasn't. I saw this over the weekend, random golf story, but I did appreciate it because I think we've all been this, whether it's in sports or personal life or whatever the case. Ryan McCormick, it's a name you're never going to know, you don't know, you've never heard, and you don't need to know, but he did something really funny this weekend. He plays golf on the Korn Ferry Tour. He gets so angry with himself while playing golf, which I think we can all relate to. We all yell things and stomp and, you know, hoot and holler.
Once upon a time, I was a terrible person to golf with.
You were very angry out on the golf. You got to calm it down a little bit.
You've helicoptered a club or two.
He's thrown a club or two.
I broke a driver. Yeah, I stepped on a driver and was like, the club head broke on my swing.
Yeah.
It's clearly me.
No, that was you. You stomped it out.
Not anymore, though. I don't care.
No, you've calmed down a little bit. And Ryan McCormick's trying to follow suit. His plan at the Korn Ferry event this weekend, he taped his mouth shut.
That's right. Oh, like the internet guy.
Like literally put a giant piece of tape over his mouth.
His face in some cold water.
And he could not say anything. He dropped a couple of clubs after bad shots, but he couldn't call himself an idiot. Couldn't yell at himself.
There is nothing look, bad attitudes, it can be tough. It can be funny to see, but like having actually had a bad attitude playing golf, it could be a tough hang. I will acknowledge, though, as a golf viewer, there is nothing I enjoy more than the instant you know you've hit a bad shot, club drop.
It's just a great
Not a toss, but like the swing. You know, Danforth used to do this.
You just drop it over the back of your shoulder.
You don't even finish the swing. It just keeps going, and the club's gone. It just
That thing gone. Yeah. That thing out of bounds.
Matsuyama's he does this all the time.
He does a lot of club drops there.
I do
and
love
then it ends
club
up
drop.
6 feet from the pin. And we're like, what are you
saying? Those are the worst. That should be a two-stroke penalty.
It should.
If you bitch or drop a club and the shot ends up on the green or in the vicinity of where you wanted to hit it, that's a two-stroke penalty.
I mean, you've had those moments in sports, have you not? Like where you shoot it and you're like, that's way off, and it somehow goes and you're like, well, that didn't feel good at all.
I guess that one worked out for me, okay? So I wanted to shout that one out. Let's close up with the national championship. Are you excited for tonight? We got some poll questions. We'll update the answers on those. Close it up next on a Monday on The Fan. Well, do you guys know we got a national championship game tonight?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
I'm taking Houston. I've been saying Florida, ride the ticket, 3-1. It looked good today. It looks good. Duke got bumped. Everybody was betting Duke. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I know an individual that's 1,300 riding on Houston winning tonight.
Oh.
Will Ortner is in multiple tournament pools. And if Houston wins, he wins them.
How about that for Will Ortner?
He will win himself $1,300.
Look at Big Will Betts, man.
I want Kelvin Sampson
like
to do
his
it.
His annual salary.
And he still somehow owed money during tax season. I maintain
he needs a new tax guy.
We have been saying this for 2 years now. He cannot explain why he owes money.
It's a state thing. It's a state to the state. And then I got to the state.
Is he not deducting?
I don't know what he's doing, but he's doing it wrong.
He gets to deduct the state income tax paid in Oregon.
Yeah, he does.
He's able to live. Yeah. He's not making any money. I know people that make money that barely owe taxes.
Yeah, he could use $1,300.
Something's happening there. He's getting ripped off.
He's getting absolutely hosed.
I'm rooting for Sampson to get the title. I thought that was... I don't know why. I've never really been the biggest of Kelvin Sampson's fans, but this tournament run... His comments, the Gonzaga clarification was great.
Yeah. He had a great line from, there was a reporter from Butte, Montana after they won the Final Four game. And he went on a whole thing. He's like, I was at Montana Tech years ago.
That's
like,
where he started.
What's the weather like in Butte today? And he just went on this whole tirade about Montana weather.
He was
weather.
In Pullman. He shouted out Ellensburg. Yeah, the dude is familiar with the Northwest. He got railroaded years ago.
He did.
He's worked his arse off to be in this position. I don't know if Florida will get back here. And Clayton could just be the overall... deciding factor. I'm pulling for Houston to do it.
Easy pull for me tonight. Although Houston is like watching paint dry for me offensively. I understand the method to their madness, and it has worked there. One win away from winning a national championship.
Yep.
Does not mean that it's an entertaining brand of basketball, but I don't care. Make this game 48-47 as long as Houston wins. I don't want to.
So you're taking the under. It's 140 and
140
a half.
And a half is a low over under.
That means it's a.
They got Duke to play their
71,
level. So
71,
Alabama nearly scored 140 themselves in a tournament game.
But they did hold Duke to like two field goals for the last 12 minutes of the game.
They did. So. They can make it ugly. I am definitely rooting. I mean, I don't know who wins tonight. I hope Houston wins. I'm rooting like hell for Houston. I want Kelvin.
It'll be interesting because I think Florida's ability to actually have post players to throw it down to.
Throw it down, big man.
Could change the dynamic of what Houston's allowed to do defensively.
Hmm.
If they win, though, if they beat Houston, Florida, I mean, we really are looking at like an all-time
best single championship
great
runs ever.
Runs by a team and a player from in tournament history.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
We got a poll question up. Are you still shocked that Houston came back to beat Duke? 83.7% of you say, yes, I am still shocked.
I think I'll be shocked even after tonight's game.
I might
game.
Watch that last 10 minutes again when I get
what?
Home later today before
what
the
happened
national.
There? How the hell did that happen? So that's going on tonight. You can watch the national championship if you're into that kind of thing. Dodgers are in D.C.
Yeah, they're at the White House.
Your Braves got today. They got the day off today? They got the day off today. Maybe a make a good day for a makeup game. Mariners
they
take
don't
on
play
the
August
Astros.
9th, that makeup game.
Mariners and Astros at 6:40. Got my Giants and Reds tonight. I'll be tuning into that as well.
Yeah, we're off tonight, and then tomorrow we play the Phillies at home.
Ooh, big little NL East series
first
early
place,
on.
First place, last place.
Now,
first place, last place.
Comeback starts right now. There you go. Good little show. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com. At Thurton Sprague and at 1080thefan. Thanks everybody for watching on YouTube. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We love you all. Thanks for being a part of our Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. Listening to 1080 The Fan. You're right.